You are now listening to the Vitalize Podcast. Hey, yo, what up, family? Welcome back to the Vitalize Podcast. You're here with your friendly neighborhood host, Mr. Marcus Black, and can I just say, I hope you're having a super day. Now, of course, I want you to have a great day, but also I'm so excited to have you here today. I am elated, I am ecstatic, and all the other words that start with E to let you know that I'm happy you're in the building and excited to have this conversation today. So if you're new here, welcome. And I got some things that I'm excited to talk to you about today, guys. Man, I can't believe this year is moving. But before I get into any of that, listen, if you're new here, and you're just checking it out, a friend shared this with you because we're on the sharing train now. That's what we're doing. Sharing is caring. That's what my six-year-old told me. So won't you guys do little grace and a favor and share this with a friend? You never know, man. It just could save a life. And I just know that we're talking about some things that really have the potential. Today, if you ever had people hate on you, where the haters at? You got to shake them haters off, right? Shake it off. And I know that you all have people. Sometimes people hate you for no reason other than just because you exist. Sometimes people say negative things about you. Sometimes people pull you down. They try to distract you or detract from that which you want to do, be, and become. If that's you and you've ever dealt with that, this episode's for you. Pull on up, pop a squat, grab a seat, get your popcorn ready, and we're going to have some fun today. But I just want to give you that little snippet. But I told you in episode one of this season that I set out for this literal season us to hit a top 1% globally ranked podcast. That's the goal. That's what we're pushing towards. We are grinding. We are revving up, turning it up a notch. And right now, we started the year at top 3%. So that's cool. You know, I mean, a couple years back, I was top 5%, top 3%. I just checked today, literally, as of today of this filming, we are top 2.5%. So we cracked the top 2.5%. Next thing you know, it goes top 2% and then 1.5 and then 1. So that's what we got to do. That's the work we got to do. And it's not going to happen. Honestly, listen, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep speaking up. I'm going to keep giving you the energy and the life that you need. But what I need from you, I'm asking, I don't always do this, but I'm asking, is share if you care. You don't have to. Don't feel no obligation. If you're new here, just check it out, man. Papa Squad, let us know what you think. Follow your boy on Instagram at mblackspeaks. Go ahead, give me a tag. Take your favorite part of this and tag the show and tell people to go check it out. That does a lot. It does more than you know. Like, you can really support your favorite creator for free. All you got to do is listen. Listen all the way through. I guarantee you will never make it through an entire episode without having something pierce your heart and convict you to go live a better life. And that's what Vitalize means. It means to give life to. That's why I started this mission, this journey, five seasons ago. This is the sixth one. And we ain't about to stop now. So that to say, I want to talk to you guys today about that. But I just wanted to see if you feel like it, you feel so inclined, share if you care. And I appreciate you. So I've been thinking about all these things that have been going on in the world. And I got to say it. If you haven't already, subscribe, actually download, save, whatever you do on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen, and leave a review because those go a long way. And I appreciate you in advance. Now, I've been a football fan all my life. Actually, you see, we repping, baby, because I got Raider blood. I got silver blood. I told somebody that today. I think that might be true. But watching sports this year was interesting. It was a mixed bag. It was the Raiders had a horrible beginning, but we bounced back and we had a great ending. Praise God. It was fun to watch. And then the god-awful, god-forsaken team from Kansas, I guess they're actually from Missouri. You know who I'm talking about. They who must not be named. You see what I got on my shirt. I'm not about to acknowledge them by name. I'm kidding. They're cool. But they went on that red and yellow team. Some of you guys like, who's he talking about? Yeah, if you don't watch sports at all, the Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. And it doesn't get bigger than that as it comes to sports and athletics. This actually was the most watched Super Bowl in the history of Super Bowldom, which is crazy. I saw those numbers and metrics and thought that was wild. And probably because there was a whole new community who probably could care less about a brown piece of pig skin and a bunch of men running around knocking each other out. But they pulled up anyway because they wanted to support their incredible, fearless leader. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Some of y'all are in the community. The Swifties. Shout out to the Swifties in the building who came as a result of watching and being fans of Taylor Swift and turned on football for the first time and actually got into it and, you know, supported Travis Kelce. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm saying these things as a Raiders fan. But as just a mature human who just loves life and loves sports, you love to see it. You know, and I think the first couple of games when Taylor was coming and I was like, man, this is overkill. They keep putting a camera on her. And at first I felt some type of way about it. But then I thought about it after a few weeks. I'm like, man, that's no big deal. She ain't asked them to do that. She's not asking for the attention. She's not begging them to put her face on the camera. She ain't worried about that. They just doing what they do because they are benefiting from her brand, i.e. all the Swifties that start watching and all the money they made, which I think ranked, it was like $360+ million they made just from shouting her out because her community tapped in. Crazy, right? And I noticed, though, as the weeks passed and progressed, that everyone had an opinion about this girl going and support. I'm like, man, leave that little girl alone. She's not a little girl, but in my brain, it's like little Taylor. I think she'll always be little Taylor. She's a grown woman right now doing her thing. Big, mad respect to her. But I'm like, man, leave her alone. Leave this young lady alone. And some people gonna get mad right now. I'm about to get all the way under your skin. You about to get so mad at me for what I'm saying. Cause you're like, nah, that's not okay. And it's annoying. And they keep the camera on her. She loves the attention. And she's this and she's that and she's this and she's that. And my question is, what has her existence done to take anything away from you? Okay. The cameras always pick a focal point in the crowd to focus on. You just normally don't care. I was watching the national championship game of college football, and there was the University of Washington. And every time I looked up, they kept flashing the camera over at Michael Penix Jr.'s mom and dad. They kept showing the nervous mom and dad and what was going to happen and was he going to be able to take down Michigan, and he wasn't. They also kept showing the McCarthys. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the Ravens were in the playoffs, they kept putting the camera on Jim Harbaugh. What's Harbaugh going to do? Because John, his brother, is the coach of the Ravens. So what I'm saying is they weren't doing anything different than they always do. The problem was the person they put the camera on was just so notable that it really impacted and it struck people and it made people feel some type of way. And it made some of you feel some type of way, if you're honest. And at first, it made me feel some type of way. But I started asking myself over time, why? Why does this matter? Why do people care so much? Why are people so angry and so upset with this young lady just showing up and doing what anybody else would do? If you are a person, you are a person. Not if. You're a person and you got a good heart and you get in a relationship and somebody you care about and you want to see them win and you want to support them, are you not going to go attend whatever it is that they do? If they have big nights, big days, big showings, business, company, meetings, promotion, celebration, honor, you're not going to go to that? Of course you are. You're not going to support them? Of course you are. You're not going to be happy when they win? Of course you are. So what is this double standard that we've been living at, looking at this girl and just wishing? I feel like Taylor Swift should put on the 50 Cent bulletproof, like many men. Some of y'all know what that is. It's a song 50 Cent made. And it's like, why do so many people wish evil and ill will upon me? They don't even know me. And that's the question I started having. I'm like, I ain't going and rushing to listen to nobody's Taylor Swift song. I probably heard three in my life, and that was just forced upon me because of the environment I was in, and it was a pop star. I probably heard more than that unknowingly because I don't even know. If I heard a song that was by Taylor Swift and it was just poppy, I wouldn't know it was her, you know? But that to say, just because I'm not rushing to listen to her music doesn't mean, like, I still want to see her win. I want to see everybody win. I ain't necessarily want to see the Chiefs win. Just being honest, but I'm happy to see Patrick Mahomes win. I'm happy to see Travis Kelce win. Isaiah Pacheco. I'm happy to see these guys win, even though I don't want the Chiefs to win. Because I want to see people win. Guess what? You. I want you to win. And I think this, the rest of, as I unpack this message, I think it's going to help you win. I think it's going to position you to do some things, to accomplish some things, to become some things, to evolve some things, to put you in a position to help you win, overcome, and go to be that which you want to be, right? So as I was thinking about this, I thought about the reasons why people would spew hatred at this young lady. I thought about the reasons why people would feel some type of way about her image, about her being around, existence. I started asking questions why people had such a problem with the spotlight on her and Travis Kelce and the spectacle of that they brought. And I came up with a few simple reasons / solutions. And I think understanding these reasons, even though I'm talking about a situation that I'm unpacking that happened with Taylor Swift, it's really about you. What I came here to talk to you about today is you. If you made it this far, guess what? This is not actually about Taylor Swift. It's about you. But it's lessons that we can learn, four valuable lessons that we can learn from that situation that you can apply to your own life on your journey to success. Because every single one of y'all is on your journey to success. And en route to success, you're going to have situations arise. You're going to have things that make you feel uncomfortable. You're going to have it. And you don't like it. Nor should you. You don't have to like it. But if you understand it, on the front end, it'll save you a lot of heartache and hurt and despair and pain. And that's what I'm here to do. So y'all ready? Strap in. Get ready. So I'm going to teach y'all these four things, big lessons learned from this entire situation of the Swifty season, the Swifty Bowl, you know, the Taylor Swift effect on the NFL season this year. And the first lesson learned actually comes from Taylor herself. It's a lyric from a song of Taylor Swift, and when you hear this, it's like, ah, yep. So I ask, if you've been one of those people, I'm not trying to brainwash you or change your mind. Have your opinion. Your opinion is based on whatever you feel. You don't have to change, but at least have an open mind to the conversation, right? Because I feel like if we think about it, and then you put yourself in her shoes, it might shift the perspective a little bit about how we approach things like this moving forward. So the first thing, the first lesson learned is one that comes from one of Taylor's songs where she said, and I quote, T-Swift, shout out to you, T-Swizzy, let's go. She said, people throw rocks at things that shine. She said, people throw rocks at things that shine. So what does that mean? Whenever people see something that's really bright, I feel like we have become so accustomed to darkness that light makes us uncomfortable. There's so much darkness in the world. There's evil. There's hatred. There's war. There's all division. There's all of this stuff that we've grown so accustomed to seeing. It has turned our hearts cold to warm things, to success stories. It makes us feel jealousy, envy, hatred. It also makes us feel anger, upset, frustration. It makes us feel anxiety. It makes us feel depression. And so it's darkness. There's clouds hover over us and cause us to focus on the negative, cause us to focus on the things that don't really matter, cause us to focus on the things that divide, the things that destroy, the things that kill. This is what's happening. And we get so accustomed to that darkness that when the light starts pouring in, we don't like it. You ever been in a completely pitch black room, dark room? Let's say you're in a bedroom and you got these super thick luxury curtains and they keep your room pitch black and you stay in that state for a long time. Let's say you've been in there for hours. You slept all night, no light. And then the next morning you wake up, as soon as you open your eyes and somebody rips those blinds open, they rip the blinds open, they rip the curtains open, you open your eyes and all you see is this crazy light striking you in your eyes. What happens? You're squinting up, you're closing your eyes. You're like, ah, it hurts. It hurts. It's so bright. It hurts. But it's not that the light is so bright. It's the same light that lights every day. The light be lighting every day. What happened was, you have been in the dark. Your eyes had adapted so much to the dark that when the light poured in, it actually made you uncomfortable. Ooh. You picking up what I'm putting down yet? This world that we live in can be so chaotic. It can be so dark. It can be so cruel. It can be so ugly that we proverbially live in a state of darkness. Living in this state of darkness, however, causes us to adapt our paradigm or the way in which we see the world. And so when light comes around you, when that big superstar, that big energy, that big person comes around you, you don't like the way they shine. So what happens if you throw a rock at a light? It's going to burst. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I accidentally was just screwing a light bulb too tight and it shattered in my hands. Like, oh, snap. So the right amount of pressure on a light is going to make it burst. Oh, that's a whole nother lesson. We got to bring that back. But what I'm saying to you is, sometimes you've grown so accustomed to the dark yourself that when you see light, it makes you uncomfortable. So you want to throw it, just like a lot of people did at Taylor Swift, because she came in with her bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, bubbly self and just came in being her silly, goofy, fun-loving, just her. And people was not liking seeing that light. And people started throwing rocks and gossip blogs started writing and news outlets started writing and influencers took to the media to just light this lady up and destroy, denigrate her character and her humanity. And I'm like, but why? Because Taylor said it. People throw rocks at things that shine. What does that mean for you? The goal for you is to be a light. You have a light. It's just how bright do you shine it? Honestly, a lot of you been dimming your light intentionally. This could be a whole message by itself. Sheesh. A lot of you have been dimming your light so that you can make other people comfortable, so that other people will be okay. Because when people throw rocks at you, it don't feel so good and you don't want anybody to put your light out. So you know what? Let me just dim it a little bit so it's not quite too bright, so that it won't quite offend them, so that it won't quite step on toes, so that it won't make anyone uncomfortable, so that I can be okay. But if you've been doing that, I'm here to tell you it's time to stop. You don't dim your light for anybody. I don't care how uncomfortable it makes them feel. They gonna build a bridge and get right over it. Because your light was meant to shine. Guess what? There are people who not by their choice are living in darkness and they need light. And the only way they're gonna get it is if you show up and shine yours. So stop dimming it for fear that somebody gonna throw a rock at you. Man, forget that. Okay, I'm gonna dodge. I'm learning some new moves in the boxing gym. I had to tell y'all about that another time. Come back next episode and I'll talk to you about that. But I've been learning some new sticking move, duck moves. You just duck, man. If they throwing rocks at you, they're gonna throw them because the people don't like to shine. But that doesn't mean you diminish or dim yourself to beat them to the punch, to make people around you feel more comfortable. I'm not telling you to walk with your nose up and be untouchable and act arrogant. That's not what this is about. We got to stop making it seem like arrogance and confidence are synonymous. There's two different things. To shine your light brightly is to be confident in a gift that God gave you and to put it out into the world. To be arrogant is a posture that you're too good for people and you look down on people and you're untouchable to people, you're inaccessible to people, and you don't really mess with people. You think you're better than people. That's arrogance. But to think you're great is not the same as to think you're better. Ooh, what? Come on, you teaching today. Somebody help me. To think that you are great is not the same as to think that you're better. You got to think you're great because you become that which you believe. Come on, man. Bible, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Aristotle, it's probably not Aristotle, but one of the great philosophers said, this is Shakespeare. He's a great philosopher too. I think, therefore I am. But all, no matter the modality where you get that message, pretty much all of mankind in the realm of history agrees that whatever it is that you believe about yourself, you become. So why not believe you're great? You have to. You owe it to yourself. That's a gift. And stop fearing that other people gonna call you arrogant. No, they might, but that doesn't matter. They don't know you. I ain't losing no sleep over nobody who don't know me because my light is too bright. They throwing rocks. Who cares, fam? This is me. I'm giving you everything. I got this whole light. So shine your light. And that leads me right into point number two. This is number two, the second lesson learned in this situation is actually, I summed it up in a quote that I actually got from my dear brother. Shout out to you. I'm always shouting out my brother T. Shells, Mr. Trent Shelton. And so I hollered at Mr. Trent Shelton, and I want to shout him out for this quote. And he said, never let how they feel about you change how you feel about yourself. And I know that first, not the first game, but the second game, Taylor Swift showed up to that NFL game, and from there it was downhill. And you know what she did? She came right on back. And she never let it change her view of herself. She didn't let that affect her aura. She didn't let that stop her from shining her light and being her goofy, bubbly self and swag surfing with the fam and high-fiving. She didn't let it change her. And you can really take a lesson and learn a lesson that you can implement and apply to your own life of when the people come, because they coming. The more successful you get, the more you rise, the better. Look, I told y'all, we're going to be a top 1% globally ranked podcast. We 2.5. We climbing. Guess what? It's 10 people that's under the sound of my voice that's still listening right now is like, no, he not. He ain't going to do nothing. This is people. Like, I don't know. People do that. But thank you for listening. Oh, I'm glad you're here. Most of y'all happy for your boy, but not everybody's happy. But that's the higher you climb and the more you get and the bigger you get, you're going to get those people, the naysayers and the detractors who feel some way about you and they don't even know you. But the biggest mistake you can make is to let what they think and feel about you change how you feel about yourself. If somebody says, you're horrible, you're scum of the earth, and your first thought is, am I? You're already losing. Because the actual scum of the earth would never stop to ponder, are they the scum of the earth? The people who are so humble and so self-critical and so self-aware that they are questioning, could I be better? Could I improve? You don't even need to ask if you're the scum of the earth. You don't need to listen to what they're saying about you, because the fact that you can even have an open mind and have a conversation with yourself about self-growth, personal development should let you know they wrong, fam, straight up. Because nobody who was actually horrible would actually do that. So when people start saying, you so ugly, look at her, she thinks she all that, she's so ugly. And you start thinking, well, am I ugly? Maybe they're right about me. Are they? You don't even. I want to throw something at you. Not because you shine, though. Not because you shine. I want to throw something at you because I want to wake you up and get your attention, because I want you to stop belittling and putting yourself down. I wish I could shake you. Stop putting yourself down because somebody else don't feel the best about you. They think, oh, you're lazy and you suck at everything. Maybe I do suck at everything. Stop doing that to yourself. We just had this talk last episode. If you ain't here last episode, backtrack. Go check it out. Hit the Instagram. You can see the highlights. We talking about it. All your life, there will be people who don't believe in you. Why join them? Why? Like, you don't even have to fight for people to not believe in you. It's just going to happen. You got to fight to believe in yourself. So if you need that episode, go check that episode. But never let how they feel change how you feel about yourself. That means you got to learn to affirm yourself. You got to learn to be all the way you, as unapologetic as you can. You have to show up in the essence of you in purity and your purest form, because that matters, because you matter. And if you know how you feel about yourself, and how you feel about yourself is you love yourself, you appreciate yourself, you thank you for yourself, you're the only person that's with yourself all day, every day, every waking moment, learning to love that version of you, learning to love the imperfections, learning to love who you are, who you're becoming, the process, that is pivotal for success. Because when you love yourself, when you know yourself, when you feel real good about you, when they don't feel so good about you, that ain't gonna change how you feel about you, because you already have a foundation of belief in yourself. And that leads me right into number three. Uno, dos, tres. I feel like I'm supposed to dance right now. Number three is when they come your way with all this nonsense and when they throw rocks at you because you're shining too bright and they feel some type of way about you, show up anyway. Show up anyway. Because there's really nothing more powerful than you making a choice to not only show up for yourself, but to show up for your community, show up for your followers, show up for everybody who's looking up to you like, man, I wish I could do it like you. And some of y'all sitting here like, man, he don't even know who he talking to. Ain't nobody looking up to me. I got 47 followers. Guess what? That means it's 47 people who thought enough to press a button because they like you and what they see from you, and they would don't mind being influenced by you or in your personal space. So I don't care if you have but 10 followers, that's 10 people who rocking with you. So for those 10 people, you owe it to them and to yourself to show up. Now, Taylor, she got a whole lot more people in her community than 10. She might got, I don't know, I don't even want to put a number on it, because if I say 10 million, somebody going to be in my comments like, no, it's 100 million. It might be. I don't know. It's a lot of them. I know Swifties through and through. It's a lot of them. But for them, when the world came and when the media was coming for her, and when the influencers were coming for her and the bloggers were coming for her, the TikTok, and when all the people were coming for her, she showed up anyway. When people kept saying, if I see this girl one more time in a camera at an NFL game, can we get back to football? She showed up anyway. When people said, if she come to one more game, I'm going to do something, she showed up anyway. When people said, I wish something bad upon her, she showed up anyway. When people said every horrible, negative, ugly, disgusting thing about a human they knew nothing about for no other reason than she exists, she showed up anyway. So how many of you need a little bit Swiftie inside your blood so that when those people start talking about you, when those people start belittling you, when those people start tearing you down, when those people start coming for you, when those people say horrible, evil, hateful things about you, you gotta show up anyway. How many of y'all need that? Because they coming, they gonna do it. You need a little bit of that so that you show up. Show up anyway. Show up anyway. Show up anyway. You already know why. Don't make me say it. Some of y'all say it. Say it right now. Right now. Okay, you said it. Because you can. No other reason. You don't need any other reason than because you can. Show up. Because showing up is half the battle. You 50% of the way to your goals and dreams. And I don't know about you, but 50% is a lot. Like the other 50% is all the steps you got to take and all the connections you got to make and all the things you got to do and all the luck you got to have and all the, that's a whole lot that goes into that other 50%, but you can skip a whole lot of steps and you can get right where you want to go if you just show up. That's half the battle. And the last and final thing you learn, lesson you learn from Taylor in this entire season is just to do what you love as fully and freely as you can. To do what you love as fully and freely as you can. I watched this young lady smile her way through all of the, and she's a human, bro. You can't say some of that stuff didn't annoy her. And I know it annoyed Travis, and he's throwing his helmet on the sideline, probably frustrated because he know his bad performance on the field is going to be equated to her and her fault to be just because she showed up to support him. Come on, man, stop it. But just knowing what everybody's going to say about her, knowing what everybody's going to think of her, and yet she still chose to just be her. She still went on her tour. She still went and ran it up at them Grammys. She's still all over the world blessing people, being an icon, being a a person that people look up to, and not everybody looks up to her. And I'm not saying you gotta look up to her. I'm not saying you gotta listen to her music. I'm not saying you gotta be a Swiftie. What I'm saying though is you do need to learn from her. What I'm saying though is she taught the world a lot of lessons about what showing up with grace and class looks like when everybody coming for you. What I'm saying is that you can still show up. You can still do what you love fully and freely as you can. Smile, and that girl never let that smile come off her face. She never let her joy diminish. She never let her spirit and the essence of who she is change because other people felt some type of way. So if you ain't got it and picked up what I'm putting down, yeah, I'm yelling at you. I ain't yelling at you, but I'm saying it with my whole chest because I need you to know. Now is the time. There is no other time. Tomorrow ain't promised to you. You don't know what's gonna happen today. But what you do know is this moment right now, wherever you are, whatever you do, as you listen to the sound of my voice, you hear that heart is beating, that blood is racing. You're alive, you are well, you're ready to go make it happen. So you gotta do it. So don't let nothing else stop you. Don't let what they think change how you think about you. Don't worry about them throwing their rocks. You shine brighter anyway. You go get it anyway. You go be all you can be and go make your dream come true. Because you can.